Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Kid Dynamite!
That's right, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live!
Keep it locked right here with us for the next 3 hours. We promise you, you won't be disappointed. Whether you're listening on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, you will be entertained. Let me welcome in Kid Dynamite. What up, man?
Rob Parker.
Yo, I'm doing great. Are you kidding? Doing great.
Life is good. Winning your little shekels.
What?
You winning your little shekels.
I'm on a streak, man. Come on.
And Chris sent me receipts from all the money he won.
Rob G saw the tickets. I'm not flubbing it. I'm not just telling you a fish story. Yes, it was a good night. It's been a good couple of days in the shekel department, but all is well on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Can't wait.
Let me ask you this, Rob, because your numbers you sent me, assuming that's typically what you bet, you know, they're not. You know,
oh, I'm not.
You're betting
crazy.
Responsibly. Yes.
Right.
Right. You're not.
I got a family
not,
and a wife. Oh, maybe I don't. Yeah. But I still.
They're not life-changing like numbers right. For you. So, what do you get out of it? You know what I mean? It's just the thrill of the
yeah. Just to be
moment
it's like,
or what?
It's like being a part of it. Like you just get a piece. It's called like a piece of the action. Even when I play the lottery, like the big lottos or whatever, or Mega Millions or the Daily Three. It's just like being a piece of the action. It's just a buck or a couple of dollars. But, you know, at 7:05 when the radio show's over, I take a look and just see if my number came out. You know what I mean? It's just like okay. A little piece of the action. It's not, like you say, life-changing. It's not going to be
right.
Anything like that.
You lose, it's not going to kill you.
Right,
you win,
not going to kill you. And if you
nice
win, it'll be like, oh, that's
change.
Pretty cool. Yeah. And
Go get some Gucci slippers or
no,
something.
No, we're all done on that category.
Yeah, right.
We are. But it is like the football, you know, the shekels. What did I say to you, Chris? We have so much information. It's crazy for us not to put a couple of shekels on it. And obviously you're not a gambler.
Right.
But in my case, you know what I mean. It's just a little entertainment. That's all.
All right. There you go. Well, we got Ephraim Salaam, former NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host, joining us this week. He's going to be a regular, Rob, because we love Ephraim. And I think he's does a great job broadcasting on the radio.
He had question marks about Aaron Rodgers last week when he was on. So,
yeah, he said
curious.
He'd be upset in that locker room.
Yeah,
right?
So I want to hear what he has to say now.
Great day to have him on.
Yes, about Aaron Rodgers after he made a stink over a bad day at the office, which it wound up being. But anyway,
well, we will get to Aaron Rodgers for sure. We got the Odd Couple crew in the house. DJ Alex Tyson on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is back from his day off. Said he was sick. Not sure, but he's back. Whatever. David Gascon II on the updates. And Rob, you mentioned it. Aaron Rodgers. I predicted 286 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. He goes out 255 yards on 22 of 27 passing, 4 touchdowns, no picks. 35-17 win over Detroit. Here's what I feel, Rob. Nothing that happened yesterday, certainly in the second half, surprised me. I was a little surprised in the first half. They're down 17-14 at half to Detroit.
But we did
Detroit,
talk in that first half. You remember we said sometimes bad teams
we
come out early, you know what I mean, and stick in the game, and then they fall back.
Absolutely. We mentioned they can hang for 2 quarters.
Yep.
But that's about it. We saw the same thing with Detroit with San Francisco. They looked pretty good for a little while.
And then they got blown out.
Right. So Rodgers was great. He took what they gave him in the first half. They went cover two. They dared him to run the ball and stick to the short stuff. And he did. He was smart. And in the second half, he unloaded a couple great deep passes. One to Devontae
right on
Adams
the money.
Oh my gosh.
Pinpoint.
You couldn't throw it any better.
Yeah. No.
And he was guarded well. Like,
he placed it in the perfect spot
where it needed
right,
to be.
Right. There was nowhere else you could throw that ball for him to make that play.
Yep.
And that's one of those where you just look and you say, my God, how did he throw that down?
It was a tremendous pass and reminded you that he's Aaron Rodgers. But he said after the game, Rod, he did not look. He went after the trolls. Here's what he said.
He said he's from Salam.
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that. Even more now than when I started playing, there's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
That was directed at Ephraim Salam. He can respond coming up on The Odd Couple. He just didn't say
his name. I mean, honestly, Rob, if you had to name one guy, I would name Jermichael Finley.
No, Jermichael Finley.
Who would you name?
Bucky Brooks made a big stink. I saw Bucky Brooks really did say though,
like Jermichael again, Rob, and we talked about this last week. Unless he was talking to Packers players, right? Unless he was talking to Packers coaches or executives or whatever, he went out there and said he doesn't see the same fire. He's not work. I don't see the same work ethic. How would he know? He's not playing in Green Bay anymore. And so that fits the description of Rodgers saying the BS.
Right.
Everybody else gave their opinion. They gave their view. But nobody went like, oh, he doesn't work hard anymore.
And he said I can see it through the helmet. You could see what? You're on your couch in your living room. What did you see? Because you know what? You need Windex on that 72-inch screen or whatever you're watching. And Aaron Rodgers, again, Chris, I called it a bad day at the office. I pointed out that he's had stinkers, clunkers, every year the last 3 or 4 years where he has a bad game. He had a bad game last year in Tampa Bay, up 10-0, threw a couple of bad picks. They got steamrolled, and he still went out and won the MVP. Remember, he was behind. Russell Wilson was ahead of him. Dak Prescott was ahead of him. Chris, there were a couple other.
I wouldn't go with Dak, but.
Well, he had big numbers.
They were losing, though. Remember, they were
losing.
Yeah,
they had big numbers. Like, who else was there was somebody else who was ahead of him.
I mean, Wilson was the front runner early.
Mahomes was there.
But yeah, he was.
Those two guys were ahead of him, definitely, early on.
Yeah.
And he stormed back, and he had the chip on his shoulder. And I there's no reason for me to believe that Aaron Rodgers, hello, is this on? Are you recording this? Aaron Rodgers can win the MVP again.
Wow.
Yes, he can. I saw it with my own two eyes last night. It's not an overreaction. It's not prisoner of the moment. He carved up the Lions like they were Thanksgiving dinner. Yes. Did you see those flicks of the wrist? My goodness. The Lions didn't know what hit them in the second half. Aaron Rodgers for president. Aaron Rodgers for MVP. Aaron Rodgers, the Packers' messiah. At least for one more year. Yes! He can do it, Chris.
All right, here's what I'm going to say, Rob, to that. I don't even know that deserved a hand clap.
Yes,
Rob,
thank you. Parker.
You've had some great soliloquies. That wasn't one of them. Because I'm going to give Rob Parker the Rob Parker treatment. If a caller called up to the Odd Couple and said, Aaron Rodgers can win the MVP, Rob Parker would say, no. This is the Odd Couple. We don't do that. We don't do can. Of course he can. And so can Pat Mahomes. And so can Matt Stafford. And so can Josh Allen. And so can Lamar Jackson. And so can about 10 other players. All right? I know you do not get away with that, Rob Parker. You know.
What?
You know that was feckless. It was feeble. It was puny. You said nothing. Rodgers can win. Yeah. Okay. Will he or won't he?
Aaron Aaron Rodgers mark the spot. Are you ready?
You already said Lamar Jackson was your pick, so remember that.
I'm
so
backing off of Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
Even after he beat Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers. The numbers and what he's doing time and
time again
are amazing. And I'm going to give you some numbers on where Aaron Rodgers of late has done. Aaron Rodgers with the four touchdown passes, Chris, his last 18 games, he's thrown four touchdowns eight times, including three of the last four games. That's 44% of his last 18 regular season games where he's thrown four touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers, other than that little hiccup, is right back where he was last year when he was the MVP, going away. And he picked up right where he left off, other than the one bad game, the hiccup. Aaron Rodgers, you hear me? Lamar, I love what you did against Kansas City. It was amazing. You're the best quarterback in the AFC.
Oh,
but
stop.
Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the National Football League.
And say it. Say it with your chest.
My chest is out. You see my Jordan shirt I'm wearing?
Who's going to be the MVP this year?
Aaron freaking Rodgers.
All right. I almost hope. Now, my pick was Tom Brady. I almost hope, though, that Lamar Jackson wins it.
For me, changing my
right. Excuse me. All right, I'll give you credit for coming with that strong take. I don't agree. Now, like you said, it's so early, it doesn't matter who's in front of who. But right now, and I think you'd agree, Rob, I think Tom Brady's a front runner. You might not agree with that, but he's certainly ahead of Rodgers at this point. Four touchdowns. He does it every week. He's done it four straight, his last four games. That's just a day at the office with Tom Brady. But Kyler Murray, who I think Vegas has as the favorite right now, he's also ahead of Rodgers. Pat Mahomes, I would say, is too. Derek Carr and Matt Stafford. And you can argue about Lamar and Derrick Henry. But it's so early, it doesn't really matter at this point. I don't think he'll win the MVP, Rob. But he certainly can, as you said at first. You let me trick you into going further. You should have stayed with can. Because I do not think
I don't have to. He can win the,
he can win the
MVP.
Yes, he can. There's no doubt he can.
And I think that he has something. This is one of those. Aaron Rodgers is at his best when he's with the FU kind of mentality.
Ooh.
And that's where he is now in his career with FU to Green Bay. F you to all these former players and these guys who are got, you know, their panties in the bunch. Finley and Bucky Brooks and all these other people keep taking shots at him every chance. And Ephraim Salaam, who he called out without saying his name. That was for you, Ephraim. He was talking to you. Because last week you were like, I got a thing that's a game. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is. I think Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if he's committed to play. You still don't think he's committed? Ephraim Salaam.
All right, I agree with you, Rob. I said on First Things First this morning exactly what you just said. Aaron Rodgers, look, he's consistently great. So it's not like his performance fluctuates, you know, with the national narrative.
Right.
But I believe, Rob, he is at his best when he feels like he's got something to prove. Because that's been his life. Practically since he put on football pads.
And he was overlooked.
No, even before that. He wasn't even recruited heavily out of high school. He had to go to a junior college for a year. Then he goes to Cal, which is no football power. And he drops in the draft, even though he was great at Cal. He falls in the draft to late first round. Then he has to sit on the bench for 3 years behind Brett Favre. And so he comes out, and in his third year as a starter, he wins a Super Bowl. And then last year, the Packers draft Jordan Love. He's upset. And, Rob, there were also some saying Rodgers wasn't the same because, remember, he had a couple of – for him, you would call not – very good years with the injuries he struggled with.
But I'm glad
he
you
was
said
good, but he wasn't
him.
Great. Yeah,
most,
he wasn't
most
great.
Quarterbacks
he was
would
solid.
Take
yeah, but he goes out last year with the negative narrative and wins the MVP. I think it's his best year, Rob, ever. Even with the 2011 year.
Right. Even that year just had a better quarterback rating, I think. Right.
Right. But he had, I think, more touchdowns last
numbers,
year.
Right.
Fewer
last
picks,
year was, was an unbelievable year, numbers.
And then, Rob, this summer, I think he won the offseason. There were some detractors. You and I didn't love what he did. But I think overall, people felt, you know, they sided with Rodgers. He told the Packers off. They gave him what he wanted, Randall Cobb. He can get out of there earlier if he wants, as far as leaving Green Bay. So he got a lot of that. And then he tells Aaron Andrews on the air, our Fox Sports colleague, that he doesn't feel like he has anything left to prove. He was kind of like, chill. That's not him. That's not when he's at his best. And he goes out and has a clunker. Now the chip is back on his shoulder, Rob. And while I disagree with you on the MVP, I do agree with you that that is a good thing for the Green Bay Packers. So he could be in for another great year. There's no doubt about that. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. What do you think? Rob thinks that Rodgers is going to win a second straight MVP award. I say prisoner of the moment. What say you? I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it is the Odd Couple with the classic material courtesy of DJ Alex Teichert. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And listen, do not let age beat you. Get M-Drive. I actually got the M-Drive shirt on right now for those checking us out on YouTube. And Rob, no lie, I took some M-Drive this morning, worked out today, and I hadn't worked out in a few weeks. I usually work out regularly, but I hadn't worked out in a few weeks. Yo, I'm not even playing. Strength was on fleek. Do the young people still say that? My strength was good. Strength was real good. And my stamina felt really good. I was expecting to not be, you know, where I was a few weeks ago. Maybe a little tougher for me to do what I usually do.
But you got
And
good.
It actually was a little easier. I'm not even playing. So M-Drive is the real deal. So it's a supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. So visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with the promo code ODDCOUPLE. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. All right.
All right.
877-99 on Fox. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the MVP, as Rob Parker says?
Trey in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing, man? Long time.
Good, brother. How are you?
Good, man. Doing great. It's hot, but I'm good.
All right. Hey. So what you got?
Man, he has the potential to win an MVP. Listen, man, I'm a Packers fan. I honestly don't think he's going to win it this year. He won it last year. So you know how the season is. It's always about what have you done for me lately. So things can change this season.
And look, Rob, they got a tough schedule. I don't know if you've peeped their schedule, Rob.
I know what their schedule is, but that's why you got to win the MVP.
49ers,
those games.
Steelers,
if they go
coming
13-3 again, and then wind up winning 14-3, because 17 games.
Right.
So if they lose, go 14-3, that means they will have won 13 of their last 16. You know, you could build a case. They got some tough games, of course.
Listen to these out-of-division games. 49ers, Steelers, Cardinals, Chiefs, Seahawks, Ravens, Browns, they playing some monsters.
Woo! Hey, they'll be battle tested when it comes time for the postseason. So,
yeah,
and if
they
he puts
will.
Up numbers against those teams, Chris, that'll help him. That's the part that helps as you go forward.
Rob,
you can make the case
look
about
this
the
up,
schedule.
Rob G. I wonder how many people have won it back to back years.
Well, Peyton Manning was the last one to do it.
Last one that could work against him too. You know. Because there's going to be a lot of guys putting up numbers.
Yeah, but it's just about the numbers and winning, I think. Tim in Ontario, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Odd Couple, what's up?
What up, brother?
What's up, man? Listen, Rob Parker, I love you, Rob. I don't want to rain on your parade every week. Exactly. I don't want to rain on it. But come on, man. Stop it. Listen, Aaron Rodgers. Can we talk about postseason success?
Or no, we're not. That's not what the MVP award is. No, we're not
ready to go there yet.
No, Tim, we're not doing
that. It's just that standard. The standard of being the
Lions. No, Tim, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Come on, man. Stick on the topic, okay? We love you.
I'm with you. I feel you. Me and you are like this. I'm with you.
Peyton Manning won it back-to-back twice. So it doesn't matter.
I love Aaron Rodgers. I like the drama that Aaron Rodgers brings, but he beat the Lions last week. Now, if he beats San Francisco, the team that always – that rocked
them 2 years
ago.
Dude, stop.
We call it prisoner of the moment.
That whole nonsense, if that's the case. But nobody says that to Tom Brady who beat the Atlanta Falcons. Come on, Tim. Be consistent.
Tom Brady had 5 touchdowns.
Be consistent. All right.
Tom Brady had 5 touchdowns, not 4.
And Brett Favre won it 3 times in a row in the 90s. So don't give me this. It's going to work against him because he won last year.
He ain't
going to
have the best
matters.
Numbers.
John in Orlando. But you're talking about winning it again. That has nothing to do with it. It's about who
numbers.
Has the best.
He won't have the best numbers.
No, but that's not you. But you
a lot
made
of guys
it
don't have
because
numbers.
He
There's
won,
other
he
narratives.
Won.
If Brady's numbers are as good, he got the narrative.
Yeah, we'll see. LeBron had the narrative, too. He didn't win the MVP.
Yeah, but he
John,
didn't deserve it.
In Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you?
What up, my man?
Good. Good, good. First thing, I like Aaron Rodgers. I like what he's done. Great career so far. But to win the MVP, you got to have a couple special things. You got to have passion, heart. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he don't have heart. He got heart for the game. But he don't have heart for Green Bay no more. He's going to have a good season. He's going to get his numbers. He's going to do something. But he ain't winning no MVP this year.
Well, that sounds like last week, though. And he might not have heart for Green Bay. I mean, only he knows that. Obviously, a lot of people, maybe even you, Rob, think he's out of there after this year. But I think what drives Aaron Rodgers, if it's not commitment to the Packers this year, I do think, Rob, it's that chip on his shoulder. What better way to stick it to the Packers? And again, I don't think he's going to win MVP. But what better way to stick it to the Packers?
Last year against the 49ers, you brought up the 49ers. 25 for 31, 305 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. That's what he did last year. So we'll see. If he beats the 49ers again,
you already regretting it. You already like Mike.
No, I'm not.
What
I'm just giving you that. I'm not worried about that.
Done?
You got to if you want to be great, you have to beat great teams. No, I'm not. I'm good with it.
You came off Lamar quick. You came off Lamar quicker than a Usain Bolt foot race.
I'm good.
All right. And we got our man Ephraim Salam joining us in a minute. But
I got
first
a nickname for Ephraim when he comes on. I'm ready for Ephraim.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're coming to you live from Fox Sports Radio studios. He's a former NFL offensive lineman, does a terrific job here at Fox Sports Radio as a weekend host. Ephraim Salam, what up?
What's happening?
Hey,
yo,
I got a
warn
to
you.
Pick
I'm gonna warn
you.
Let me warn him first. Rob,
I don't
Parker.
Need a warning. I don't need a warning. You just
all
let
right,
him do
right.
his thing.
All right. I'm done. I'm done.
After all that baloney you gave us last week about Aaron Rodgers, I'm calling you Ephraim Salami. That's your new name until you
okay.
come better than you gave us last week. I don't know
I
about
was...
Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he really wants to play. I don't know if his heart is still in it. If I was your teammate, I would be mad because he had a bad day at the office. That's what I told you it was.
Okay, that what I said, I didn't say that. Number one, I didn't whine about it. What I said was, the question was, is Aaron Rodgers or at fault, and does the offseason have anything to do with it? And I answered it correctly. Now, you're all up in arms like, he's back in it. Who did they just play last night?
It doesn't matter. Tom Brady played the damn Atlanta Falcons, and everybody's ranting and raving about what he's done. You can't have that two-sided coin, because this is what guys do. I'm not talking
about
you only. I'm talking about people pick and choose what teams. If he lost to the Lions, Ephraim, you would be killing him today. You would tell me you wouldn't. No.
Rob, how many times has Aaron Rodgers, lost to the Detroit Lions at home? Go.
I'm asking you, had he lost, I'm asking you.
I just asked a question.
Had he lost, would you kill him? And you wouldn't say, oh, it was the Lions.
Of course. Okay. Of course we would kill him. You know why? Because he hasn't lost to the Lions at home. That's why we would kill him. Now, to the other thing, you can't bring an argument you're having with other people into the argument you're having with me. It doesn't work like that. You understand that, right? Like, you can't bring another argument to our argument. Like, that's what people are saying. I'm talking about me, okay? Aaron Rodgers did what he was supposed to do against a team that has never beat him at home. So what are we doing? That doesn't discount his efforts last week when he got benched. This is ebbs and flows. I was hard on him last week because he played like turtle poop.
Dung.
Okay? All right? I almost made me cuss on radio.
Don't cuss. Ephraim, from what you saw, was he – I mean, do you think he's going to go out and now have a similar season to what he did last year? I mean, maybe you can't tell after one game, but did you see – enough to convince you that he's back?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a top quarterback. Like, this notion that...
Right, this is who he is.
Right, like, Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL. That's my thing was, I'm questioning, based on him, his actions. I was questioning whether he's ready to go. Whether he's all in. That's what I was questioning. I'm not questioning his talent, his ability. We all know what that is. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer playing in the greatest era of quarterbacks. That's not ever been a discussion. But when you show up to a game and you're not ready to play, whether you are a first ballot Hall of Famer or a seventh round draft pick, you get what you get. If you show up and you don't play well, then you get that's it.
Let's move on. Rob and I had a debate yesterday. He's saying now that Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the AFC. I got Pat Mahomes. Where you at on that?
It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's no question. That game between them two was one of the – I could watch that every week. I wish they would play each other every week. All right? Give me that every Monday night, and I'll take it for an entire season. Patrick Mahomes –
go ahead.
Patrick Mahomes is special. Lamar Jackson is dangerous. He's a talent. But every time he runs the ball, I hold my breath, along with the rest of the world and the coaching staff and everybody else. Because as we've seen – with these injuries that are happening, especially last week to the quarterback, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much, and it can happen on any play. So the more he's exposing his body, the greater the risk. Patrick Mahomes, on the other hand, bruh, he's gifted. And if they would have punted that ball on fourth down, we knew what was going to happen there. Right. That was not even a question.
Ephraim, this is the problem I have with your take on this, is most quarterbacks don't do what Lamar Jackson does, which is running the football, and quarterbacks get hurt all the time. And you're like, it's like a demerit. You're like, every time I watch him, I got to hold my breath. Don't worry about that. He hasn't been hurt. Talk about his play and how he changes the game and how he affects the game. They had no business winning that game coming back from 11 points. Patrick Mahomes' team has never lost a game where they were up by double digits in the fourth quarter. But instead, you focus in on the idea that he could get hurt. That's what I have a problem with. Let's not talk about that. He hasn't been hurt. What about what he's doing? He had as many passing yards as Patrick Mahomes. He had two early interceptions. He overcame that. 100 yards on the ground. Every time he rushes for 100 yards, they're 9-0. Talk about idea that he could get hurt.
You know what? Cam Newton didn't get hurt until he got hurt, right? The person I played with his rookie year and Michael Vick didn't get hurt until he got hurt. These were dynamic runners. I mean, I'm talking about they could do anything.
Any
on the
pocket
field.
Passers ever get hurt in the NFL, quarterbacks?
Do you understand what risk?
I'm asking you. Did Peyton Manning get hurt?
Do you understand what risk is? Right now, so I know you're a baseball guy. We love that you're a baseball guy.
No. Okay? Don't try to patronize football.
Rob,
I've been covering
Rob,
this league since 1987.
Rob,
don't patronize.
Rob, you got to let me talk, man. We know how you up in arms with the baseball, and it's October, and it's coming around, and we get the playoffs and all of that. But what I'm telling you, Rob, is on every single play, every person on that field can be hurt and be lost for the season. Every single play. Now, your risk goes up, right? Everything is statistics, right? Everything is analytics and all of that. So if you ask someone who's analytical, who's doing all of these, and you say, hey, are the risk for a running quarterback greater than a pocket passer, what do you think they would say to you?
They would say? I get that,
I love Lamar Jackson. I love what he brings to the table. It's hard to prepare for him, but all it takes on one of those reads is one hit. That's all I'm saying. So for that reason, I'm going with Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the AFC. Is that wrong? Is that a bad thing?
That's your opinion. I disagree.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all good?
I'm always good with Rob.
Absolutely. Ephraim all day, any day, period.
All right.
Strip clubs and chicken wings, man. I'm in.
Great stuff, brother. We appreciate your knowledge.
Thanks. Next week, man.
I could have just sat that one out and watched.
No, it's all
right. That was fun. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
We got Parker's NFL Power Rankings. Here's a guess. Green Bay number one. That's next. Wow. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Parker's Power Rankings.
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Ranking.
All right. Let's get it going at number...
Number five.
Five. The Las Vegas Raiders. Yes, they're off to a great start. 2-0, a big road win against Buffalo. Then they go to play Pittsburgh. I should say they have Buffalo, right? Was the first game? What am I? I'm getting mixed up.
Baltimore.
Baltimore. They beat Baltimore at home, and then they beat Pittsburgh. 2-0. They're off to a great start. So I have the Raiders at number five.
Number four.
Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're 2-0, have had a piece of cake schedule so far. It's been just easy. I mean, when you're playing the likes of the Atlanta Falcons and whatnot, it's easy. And Dallas, two teams that didn't make the playoffs a year ago, they should be 2-0. They should have their way with those teams, so they haven't done anything to impress me yet.
Number three.
Number three. Where am I? The Arizona Cardinals. 2-0, impressive start. Big comeback in their last game. It really said something about them. The Vikings jumped all over them. They made a big comeback. So they have two really impressive wins to start the season. I am impressed. I cannot lie.
Number two.
The Baltimore Ravens. What a big win. I know they're not undefeated, but that comeback against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, who had never given up a double-digit lead, and all the injuries that they have, and to see Lamar come back in that fashion and win a big game was pretty damn impressive. So I have to give it to him, and I love Baltimore there.
Number one.
And my number one team.
Cleveland!
Not Cleveland.
I was about to say.
Not Denver.
Denver?
They're 2-0.
I don't care.
I'm going to give it to. Did I say the 49ers that I had them on my list?
You making this thing up as you go?
No, the San Francisco 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers at 2-0.
I ain't paying for that.
Yes, San Francisco, it will be at the top of my list for the this week. It's a mismatch of a list because there's certain teams
lying.
and I'm looking at games of who they beat and importance of it. So it doesn't just because you're undefeated doesn't mean that you're one of the best five
you
teams
on
the Parker
that,
Power
bro.
Rankings.
There you ain't go. Looking at that.
That's where we are.
You impressed with who the freaking 49ers beat?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. The Detroit Lions.
Wow. They didn't beat
and
them.
And the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles were good in week one. What are you talking about? They were good in week one, the Eagles.
It was the Lions. No,
I said the Eagles. The Eagles won a big game in week one.
All right, the Eagles
and
a good
they came
team.
Back. The 49ers are now 2-0. The 49ers are my number one team.
The Eagles are a good team.
They started off as a good team.
Stop it. This list is, I know it's your list, and you're right. It's your opinion.
It's
you
my
can do whatever
list.
You want. It's
you
horrible.
You could pick your same list every week or just go
it's
with
horrible.
The obvious picks.
Tampa Bay number four. They're the Super Bowl champions.
It's not based on last year, Chris. Get out of last year. We're talking about
the
2021.
The Ravens got hammered the first week.
No, but they bounced back and won a big game against Kansas City. That's a huge
Arizona?
Win.
Arizona?
Yes.
Arizona got lucky. Did you watch the game last week? They got lucky. A dude missed a 37-yard field goal.
They got lucky in week one, too?
Yeah.
No, they didn't get
but they
lucky.
They got lucky in week two. 37-yard field goal, plus he missed an extra point, too. My goodness.
You know what that's called, Chris? It's called football. That's
you
what it's called.
It, no, it's called a mishmash top five, like you said. We got 2 hours of funk left. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83.